This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Did you miss Conservation World at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield? If so, how about one more opportunity during the DuQuoin State Fair? We'll talk about that opportunity. We'll also be discussing a bit about the recent grants for Illinois bike paths. In addition, we'll be looking at the development of our fall fishing. All this and much more during this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. And welcome. I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to the WSMI Outdoors program for this last full week of August. Visitors to the State Fair, or the DuQuoin State Fair, can stop by the Conservation Village area on the DuQuoin Fairgrounds for activities and information about outdoor recreation and natural resources programs in Illinois. The Conservation Village at the DuQuoin State Fair is open from noon until 8 p.m. each day of the fair, August 24th through September 3rd. Information tents at the Conservation Village are located at the center of the DuQuoin Fairgrounds on Expo Drive, just south of Expo Hall. Conservation Village features information and displays on outdoor recreation opportunities in the IDNR programs. Visitors to Conservation Village can talk to Conservation Police about regulations and laws governing fishing, hunting, and boating in Illinois, hunting and fishing licenses, hunting permits, and FOID card application photos are also available. Fishing programs will be conducted at the DuQuoin Fairgrounds located between RV World and the Expo Building. The IDNR's Urban Fishing Program will be on hand each weekday of the fair from 4 to 7 p.m. And on weekdays until Labor and Labor Day, if Labor Day is one of them, from noon until 7 p.m. Adults and youngsters can practice their casting techniques and view fish displays. Volunteers will host a BB gun range for youth to practice their shooting skills and learn more about hunting opportunities for young people. So there you go. Plenty to see and do there. And as far as bike paths go, we do have news on those as well. Grants for 16 projects will help communities acquire, develop, and improve bike path facilities throughout Illinois have been announced. Bike path projects are excellent investments in safe transportation, creating jobs, boosting local economic developments, and improving regional and recreational opportunities, the governor said. Trails are a great place for bike riders, hikers, joggers, and families to enjoy spending time in the outdoors in this beautiful state. Funds for the Bicycle Path Grant, administered by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, are for acquisition of land or for development of facilities for bicycle paths. The Bicycle Path Grant program was approved by the Illinois General Assembly in 1989, and funding comes from a percentage of motor vehicle title fees. The program provides a maximum grant award of $200,000 per application for developmental grants, and with no maximum grant award for acquisition grants. For this round of grants, a total of 17 applications received, representing a 16 has awarded grants that have helped nearly develop 1,000 miles of government bicycle trails in Illinois. The first of the grants goes to the city of Edwardsville for phase one of the Illinois 159 trail. Another goes to the village of Godfrey's F.E. Wedman Trail, totaling $200,000 to acquire a one-mile segment of the F.E. Fred Wedman bike trail. Madison County Transit received more than one. One was for the Schoolhouse Trail Ridge. They were awarded $185,000 to establish a 300-foot connection between the 15.5-mile Schoolhouse Trail and the 51-acre Maryville Pleasant Ridge Park. Another went to the Nickel Plate, $200,000 to renovate a 1.2-mile segment of the Nickel Plate Trail, beginning Route 143 and ending at Perdetti Road. The village of Shiloh was a recipient of yet another. And St. Clair County Transit's Old Collinsville Trail was received one as well. So there you go. Looks like you're getting some more bike path opportunities throughout the area. And if you're a fisherman, you actually know that fall fishing around here is kind of tough. It can be tough elsewhere, too, but at the Big Three Reservoirs, that's where big fall fishing comes into play. This is typically the time of year when fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs begins to turn on. This year, however, the fire began in early spring and has continued to get hotter each week since. Water temperatures at Lake Shelby will soon drop into the low 80s, and lower reaches of the lake will become very clear. Crappie action will be good, to say the least. In fact, it has been better than it has been all year. In addition, the white bass are beginning to show up on the flats and can be found close to the shoreline if the wind is blowing. If little or no wind is present, merely back off a bit in slightly deeper water and concentrate on the edge of the sandbars where they meet the channels. At this point, anglers will need to move quite often to locate the schools of whites. The gulls are now frequenting the lake and helping anglers find the feeding fish. Much of the better fishing action has been found near the middle of the south end of the lake. While action is slowed with the small ones being caught shallow by anglers fishing for whites, but not many keepers. Some of the better success is coming from the sand, gravel, and rocky banks. Largemouth bass and muskies are being caught in shallow in the main lake and back in the creeks. They have some good-sized bass caught by anglers fishing for whites. The muskies are shallow on the flats and with the whites. White bass action is also heating up at Carlisle Lake. Fairly good numbers of these fish have been caught from the humps and trestles. Occasional action has been reported from the spillway area as well. The sauger fishing in the spillway continues to be a hit-and-miss affair. Occasional catches are coming from jigs tipped by minnows and anglers trolling small crankbaits in the tailwater area. Catfish are likely the best catch at Carlisle this time. Here anglers are using a variety of commercial catfish baits and finding success in the spillway and the main lake points. Although crappie action is typically non-existent at this time, anglers continue to find good success fishing near the deeper brush piles. Catfish and crappie are the top catches at Wren Lakes and the state's southern reaches as well. Anglers are finding catfishing success with a variety of commercial baits in the sub-impoundment area, along riprap shorelines and along drift fishing near Gun Creek and the Jackie Branch. Largemouth bass are rated only fair at this time, with some anglers finding success in the Jackie Branch and the South Sandusky Cove. A variety of lures working for these fish. Good to excellent crappie action is being reported from Wren Lake. Anglers are using minnows or jigs tipped with minnows and fishing both ends of the lake. Top spots have been near the various fish attractors, along riprap near the Jackie Branch Bridge, and near the Ina boat ramp. White bass continue to yield fairly good action at the south end of the lake and near the Jackie Branch Bridge. Anglers are using spoons, crankbaits, and jig and trailer and small spinners for best success. Though it is hard to believe, most veteran anglers feel that cooler water temperatures are the key to even better fishing this fall. Once the temperatures tumble into the lower 70s or upper 60s, excellent fall fishing can be expected from each site. So there it goes. We got plenty of good fishing ahead, and let's look at next week when next week comes. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickett.